Time now for Where's Art with the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art, Annie Dugan. Good morning there, sunshine. Oh, Annie, there you are. Hey.
Oh, okay. I'm here. Don't worry, I'm here. Art is here. I am here. We're all here. The big art thing this weekend, of course, is the Park Point Art Fair. And I know KUMD is focusing this week on all sorts of artists that are going to be part of that.
We are indeed. And as a matter of fact, I thought just for fun, I was going to fling a couple of questions at you that I like to ask the artists. Now, whether or not you are an artist in your own right is a closely guarded secret, apparently, because I've never heard anybody say, oh, we're having an exhibit of Annie Dugan's work, or I've never seen anything, you know, posted online. This is Annie Dugan's art. But you do curate, which is an art in itself, trying
exactly.
to show off a particular collection in the absolute perfect way. So I'm gonna do a little Art Week interview with you this morning.
Uh-oh.
Give us a general description of how, if you can, a person approaches the idea of curating an exhibit.
Well, I think one of the roles I see as a curator is, you know, some people do say, well, curating is an art. And in a sense, it is, just in the sense that sort of you can live your life in an artful way, sort of whatever you do. If you're a gardener, if you're a cook, you know, sort of spending time and creating and that creative force can be present in a lot of things in our life. But I hesitate sometimes when I describe myself as an artist, as a curator, because it really, it's in my opinion, if you're doing your job well, you are really in service to the art that's on view. So you're sort of, you're making the artist look as best as they possibly can, and holding them up. And it's like a service, job kind of. I think as a curator, I describe it to, when we give tours of kids in the gallery, we say, you know, does anyone have a collection? Because every kid has a collection. And, you know, whether it's rocks, baseball cards, some kids collect pencils, some collect bottle caps. And then I say, well, how do you show those off to other people? How do you share that collection? And basically, you know, that's one of the ways that you can look as a curator. You can say, you know, I find things that are really interesting, and then I share them with other people and want to communicate why I think they're interesting to other people. So basically, that's the role. I want to startle people as they walk through the gallery. I want to engage people. I want people to connect with something that they might have not connected with before. You know, maybe they are have this, you know, sensory memory of when they were 10, or maybe they have, you know, this just connection with the rest of humanity in some way. So, you know, or maybe they just laugh. You know, there's a lot of different ways that we can connect with people and engage with people through art. So that's really what I'm trying to do in our gallery space, is just connect with folks.
So when folks go and observe things that you have curated, chances are they're not going to be commenting about the curating necessarily. It's possible that they might say, oh, I love the way this is lit, or I really like the way the sculpture, perhaps, I'm thinking is displayed. But they're going to be reacting more to the art.
Absolutely.
Than to your curation of it. So
exactly.
My question for you, though, is as you creep about the galleries over the years, listening to people and eavesdropping deliberately on people and getting feedback about what they think, what are some of the most interesting / horrifying things that you've heard?
That's a really good question. There's actually a designer / curator that did this and turned the things that he heard into postcards. So it's just a postcard set of of things that are overheard in a gallery. Like, you know, of course there's the everything, you know, I hear it all the time. Everyone hears it all the time. You know, my kid could do that. Why is that art? You know, those kinds of things that I think get said a lot just because it's, some people just do that as a go-to because they don't want to understand or they're scared of it or they don't think that they're welcome there. So sort of passing it off as, oh, this is just crap, you know, that's an easy way to not have to engage if you just sort of do a throwaway, my kid could do that.
Well, you never seem intelligent by liking something. You only seem intelligent by disparaging it.
Putting something down, exactly. So, but then there's, you know, there's other funny things and there's other, you know, people surprise you. There was a woman who walked through a show that we had of Kathy McTavish's, and she said, I just wish that I could, that every woman could have a room like this, that there's like a safe room somewhere, you know, that this is something that we could just have every, you know, just if things get rough, just go to your room. And the room being, you know, this, it was a installation of video and sound, and it was just sort of transportive. So I think that was awful neat that she was just like, I wanted just a safe room.
Fantastic.
And that was the gallery room. Yeah, an escape hatch.
Well, Annie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was fun to get a chance to talk to you and talk a little bit about you and your experience this morning for a change. And
we'll
have some links up as we normally do, and we'll be back to schmooze with you again in a week.
Have a wonderful time talking to artists all week.
I certainly will. Thanks, Annie.
Take care, Lisa.
Annie Dugan joined us this morning as our guest and the host of Where's Art with Annie Dugan. She's the curator of the Duluth Art Institute, and Where's Art with Annie Dugan airs every Monday right around 8:30 here on KUMD.